What's going on, fight fans? It's Ramon RL Malpica here to talk some boxing, man. Got some things I want to say about the fight this past weekend. Superfly 2, and also got some fights coming up this weekend I want to get into. This is the new podcast platform for fight heads. Right now, I'm doing it individually, but Sean's going to be dropping some podcasts with his thoughts as well, so look, me and Sean, we are going to get together to put some together, but we want to put out as much product as possible. And with this new platform, it allows us to do that. So that's pretty exciting, man. Follow me on Twitter at RL Malpica. That's RLMALPICA. But I'm going to get right into it, man. Sorungvisai Estrada was such a good fight. I mean, a great fight at that. And we all knew going into it that, you know, it was a big-time fight. You got Estrada coming off a big win. You got Sorungvisai making such a huge name for himself by beating Chocolatito twice. Even though you may think he lost the first fight, he dominated the second fight. And you could see signs of what was going to happen in the second fight from the first fight. I mean, I picked Sorungvisai to stop Chocolatito in the second fight because I could see the signs. And one thing for certain about Sorungvisai is that he has unusual power for that weight class, for the super fly weight class. And that was evident Saturday night as well. As, Estrada got off to a pretty good start, really controlling what was going on in the ring, able to pick his spots to counter and really stay away from Sorungvisai's big shots. But as the round started to pile on, you saw Sorungvisai's power take its toll. And what would happen was that Sorungvisai was landing so many power punches and so much effectiveness on his punches that he was able to gobble up rounds in this fight. And Estrada made an immaculate push at the end, not to mention one of the best 12th rounds I've seen in a very long time, to ultimately make it a very close fight. I was okay with the decision. It was a majority decision. Scores were a little bit, you know, I think there was a 117-111, which I couldn't really see. That's disrespectful to Estrada, in my opinion. But I really thought that those guys put it on the line and show that they are two of the best super flyweights in the world. Now, you got to throw in Sahas in there, you know, the way he's coming up. If Inoue ever does come back down, you obviously got to put him in there too. But I'd say those are your four guys right there. Very impressive. Very impressive outing. For Estrada, first off, I think I want a rematch. I would love to see a rematch. I mean, for the way that fight ended, I want to see if Estrada, because he started to figure things out at the end of this fight. And you saw Sorungvisai tire a little bit. So going into a second fight, I wonder if the confidence that Estrada picked up at the end of the this fight would carry on into the next one. Look, Sorungvisai's power is always going to be a determining factor. But Estrada was able to do some damage late in this fight. So it'd be real interesting to see how the second fight would play out. And I really hope we get one. Honestly, I really hope we get one. As for Sorungvisai, I think sky's the limit for this guy, man. He's just fantastic. He's so fun to watch. I mean, he's one of the most prolific body punchers in the game right now. And his power to the head is just as impressive. So I want to see it again. I want to see both these guys. You know, you had a big win by Arroyo on the undercard. Dani Nietes won. Obviously, we talked about Ansahas. Hopefully, Inoue would come down at some point. But a lot going on in the super flyweight division and the divisions around it. I mean, the way Sorungvisai punches, I mean, I know he can move up. So that's a possibility as well. So, looking forward to all that, man. And just a hell of a fight. That 12th round, man, I got up and gave them a round of applause for how great that 12th round was, man. Two guys that wanted it. You can't beat that with everything on the line. I mean, this is on HBO, you know, to be considered as probably the best super flyweight in the world, you have to stand up and applaud that. So I love it. It was great stuff, man. But great night of fights Saturday night for sure. Let's talk about the fights this weekend. We got headlining, well, in my opinion, headlining the weekend is the Deontay Wilder-Luis Ortiz fight. And while this fight is kind of anticlimactic now, based on what's just been up with Luis Ortiz, you know, there's still that lingering thought that Ortiz is a more skilled heavyweight than Deontay Wilder. I mean, this is Deontay Wilder's biggest test. If Luis Ortiz can come into the ring formidable to what he truly is, you know, if he's at least 80% of the Luis Ortiz that we know he can be. And I think that's the biggest question mark here, because I think if the scales were even and both guys come in at their best, in my opinion, Luis Ortiz is the better fighter. I mean, I've ranked Luis Ortiz my number one heavyweight in the world, you know, prior to this past year, or I'm sorry, this past half a year after he failed the drug test, you know, based on his abilities. He's a very skilled heavyweight, and at the same time, he can hurt you. He can stop you. And for a guy like Deontay Wilder, who isn't the most skilled heavyweight, but just has mind-numbing power, and obviously size and determination, you know, it just, a lot of what Deontay Wilder does inside the ring plays in favor of Luis Ortiz. And if, like I said, if Luis Ortiz is able to come into this fight and be formidable, I truly, truly think that he will win this fight Saturday night. And it's tough to predict, man, because you just don't know. Look, since the Bryant Jennings fight, and Luis Ortiz has been bouncing from promoter to promoter, failed the drug test for the first fight with Wilder, and now he's on the biggest stage of his career, I'm not sure what we're going to get from him. And that makes it very hard to predict. And Deontay Wilder's been hot. I mean, you could dog his competition all you want, but the man has been taking out who's been put in front of him. And he's extremely confident. There's nothing Luis Ortiz, in my opinion, is going to do early in this fight to deter Wilder from doing what Wilder does. And Wilder's going to try to take his head off early. Now, if Ortiz is formidable, is the Ortiz that we know he can be, Wilder better strike quick, because Luis Ortiz will counter the shit out of him and put him down and probably put him away. So it's really tough to predict. I'm excited for it. Madison Square Garden, the perfect place for a big heavyweight fight like this. Biggest heavyweight fight in America, you know, without Joshua coming over, in my opinion. So I'm excited for it. I'm not going to be able to watch it live. My mother's getting married on Saturday night, so I got to record all these fights, which is fine. But, you know, you always got to duck the occasional slip up by someone telling me, you know, the results and whatnot. Well, I hope I can duck and dodge and weave and and slip those attempts by other people. But I'm excited for it. I'm gonna look. You know, for the podcast, I'm gonna go ahead and put my prediction out there. I think Luis Ortiz is going to end the Deontay Wilder train. I'm an optimist, which means I'm wishfully hoping that Luis Ortiz comes into the ring at 85 to 90% of what he can be. And if that's the case, I think he wipes the floor with Deontay Wilder. I just do. And I may be completely wrong. I may be underestimating Deontay Wilder like I have done before. So, but we'll see. We will definitely see. We flip over to the HBO card. Look, you got Sergey Kovalev headlining against Igor Milkov. I can't even pronounce his last name, but a pure squash match, a second squash match for Kovalev. Hopefully he takes care of business like he did in his first comeback fight. And he gets the winner of Bivol and Barrera, because Bivol and Barrera is the fight. on this HBO card. It's the co-main, but it's really the fight. Bivol has risen to heights of light heavyweight superiority, and Sullivan Barrera has proved himself extremely formidable. So, you know, you take the Andre Ward fight off the Barrera resume, and he's been damn near flawless, you know, besides a quick slip up against Joe Smith, but he has pretty much figured out every opponent he's fought and looked very good in the process. You know, just very all around balanced, sharp fighter. And Dimitri Bivol, I think, has a higher upside, but Barrera's going to give him all he can handle. So I'm excited to see the true colors of Dimitri Bivol. And I think we're going to see it in this fight because he's going to be tested. He's going to be worked every second of the round in this fight. There's no opportunity for him to slip up in this fight. He has to be sharp. And let's see if he's a true star. Let's see if he has superstar potential. And I think this Saturday night against Sullivan Barrera is going to tell us all we need to know about Bivol. And it's really going to tell us all we need to know about Barrera. Because if Barrera is able to beat Bivol, I would venture to say that he might even go into a Sergey Kovalev as a favorite. Now, I could be wrong. I mean, Kovalev obviously has been absolutely dominant in his career, minus the second fight against Andre Ward. Obviously, new trainer and whatnot. But if you're an optimist and you take Sergey Kovalev at his best, you think that he'd be favored over Barrera, but with Barrera fighting as well and as consistent as he has, and if he gets a big win over Bivol, it's going to be a closer fight than most people think, and I'm guessing that the odds are going to reflect that. Could be wrong, but that's what I think. I really think that it's going to be a closer situation there. So those are the things I'm looking forward to, man. So, big weekend of fights. Can't wait to talk about the results and what happens. You know, look, I could be coming out here next week, you know, talking about how Luis Ortiz is the new heavyweight champion of the world, and when is he going to get in the ring with Anthony Joshua. I mean, that's a high possibility, people. Realize that. That's a high possibility that happens. So, think about that. Enjoy the fights this weekend. Look out for all the content we're going to be putting out on Anchor, the Fight Heads podcast. And that's, you know, look, we're fight heads, but we're sports heads at the same time, man. Boxing, you know, and Cleveland sports. So my Cleveland brethren out there, be on the lookout for some more stuff we're going to put together as well. And look out for Sean's stuff he's going to be putting out as well. So y'all be good. Have a good one. Peace.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.